With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Michigan's recycling rate is one of the lowest in the country. Last year, Governor Rick Snyder announced a statewide initiative to raise the state's 15% rate closer to the national average of 35%. In cities with curbside service, it's fairly easy for homeowners to set up recycling. But if you live in an apartment, that decision likely falls to your landlord. And as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, most large apartment complexes in Kalamazoo aren't recycling.
Mallory has lived in Candlewick Apartments for 4 years. Since the complex canceled its recycling service in July, she's been coming here to Republic Services drop-off site on Gembert Circle. Mallory asked that we not use her last name. Though she still likes living at Candlewick, she says the complex's decision to take away recycling has been a huge inconvenience.
I mean, it's something I can do because I support recycling, but it requires people going out extra out of their way to take care of it. And so I think the likelihood that people are going to even bother recycling is greatly reduced because of it.
But Candlewick is not alone. About 60% of large apartment complexes in Kalamazoo don't offer recycling. This isn't too surprising given Michigan's low recycling rate. What is surprising is that they're still paying for it. Every year, property owners in Kalamazoo pay into a solid waste millage. It covers trash, recycling, leaf removal, and other things like taking down trees near power lines. It's 1.55 mils, which means the owner of a home with a taxable value of $100,000 would pay $155 a year. Wendy Burlingham works for Kalamazoo's Department of Public Services. She says apartment complexes, often worth more than $1 million, pay much, much more.
You know, they're covering that service, so it is something they are paying for and really should be taking advantage of.
So why aren't they? Some apartments, like Candlewick, say it's because tenants throw regular trash into the recycle bins. That results in an $80 fee and often means a whole truck of recyclables gets sent to the landfill instead. In the past 3 years, Republic Services sent out more than $4,000 worth of fines for contaminated recycling. The city's invoices show no record of any contaminations at Candlewick, but Madeira Apartments, owned by Edward Rose and Sons, racked up about $560 in contamination fees. Tom Gilger is a property manager for Edward Rose. He says if you want to recycle at Madeira now, you have to have a key.
We're finding that it's off-site people that are driving through our particular property, and then they just don't care what container they throw their stuff in, and unfortunately it goes into our recycling container. We have stopped that by having to install that lock, and it's a little inconvenient for our residents. But the ones that care and want to recycle, they put up with it.
Bronco Apartments has also dealt with vandalism. General Manager Kevin Campbell says they had recycling until people started setting the bins on fire at their student apartments. Unfortunately, this still happens to their trash bins. But ask Campbell why Bronco Apartments doesn't have recycling now, and he says,
it's never been pushed to us, and if it would have been, maybe we would have been doing it. I mean, I've got 2,000 families that live under my management between Kalamazoo and Battle Creek.
And by push, do you mean from the city? Do you mean from tenants?
From anybody.
Campbell says his tenants haven't requested recycling, and the city never sent him any information about recycling until he asked for it. And if you don't sign up through the city, you can't get recycling through the millage. In fact, some apartments that we called for this story didn't even know that was an option. That's a problem because Republic Services General Manager Jim Porter says, when it comes to getting people to recycle, it's all about education and convenience.
The more it's out in front of people, the more they're going to do it. If it's not a priority with, be it a school, a business, a landlord, then it just doesn't happen.
We'll have links to more information on how to set up recycling through the city of Kalamazoo on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.